everybody get up.
Welcome back to the show. Sports Byline USA, heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up on Wednesday, December 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, it is the Season 12 finale of The Masked Singer. And I'm now joined by platinum-selling musician, actor, entrepreneur, and he's also one of the panelists on The Masked Singer alongside Rita Ora, Ken Jeong, and Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg, and that is Robin Thicke. And some of the things fans can expect is Season 5 winner Nick Lachey will be returning to ring in the holiday season, while the Buffaloes and the Wasp go head-to-head for the Golden Mask Trophy. And Robin, welcome to the show, and let's just dive right in. As somebody who's watched these two, this group and this artist perform all year, all season, I should say. What's your breakdown of Buffaloes versus Wasp heading into the finals?
Well, you know, it's fun because the Wasp is a crowd favorite. I mean, he can dance, he can sing his butt off, or his wasp off. I don't know, what do you call it? And the Buffaloes have fooled us. At the beginning, I thought it was Jonas Brothers or something, and then now it seems like they're way more soulful. And So the Buffaloes have really been a surprise each time they perform, but I think this is some of the most talented vocals we've ever had in the finale.
And for you, as part of the panel, guessing the celebrities, what is it like being part of the show, trying to keep things fresh now 12 seasons in? In theory, you'd think, oh, okay, what's something new we could do? But fans continue to just watch the show, and you get more and more huge name celebrities and icons in their respective industries. What is it like keeping it fresh 12 seasons in?
I think it's really comes down to the producers and the network. They just did a great job right around in Hollywood. I grew up in Hollywood, so I know that right around that sixth or seventh season is usually when the creativity dies down and it starts to get really repetitive. But they did such a great job of these theme nights and making it an event, you know, each episode. And so for us, it became fresh when we started to do these theme nights. And you know, the talent is otherworldly. I mean, really, we do get some of the very best singers in the business.
And really quick, has your fan interactions changed now instead of people coming up, oh, hey, Robin, can we get a photo? Do they come up to you now and be like, hey, Robin, I know exactly who this person is. Why haven't you guessed them? It's obvious.
I do get that sometimes, but it's actually the age group. I think what happened was, you know, most of the time your fan base is usually the same age as you in this business, you know. Mm-hmm. And so now I get a lot of, you know, 7 to 12-year-old kids who are very excited to meet me, and that's fun, you know, just to be part of another generation, especially for me because I have young kids also. So that part is fun, just to be a part of a little bit of the youth culture.
I think another reason for the success 12 years in is your rapport with host Nick Cannon and your fellow panelists. Just talk to me a little bit about working with them. It seems like you all just have so much fun on a consistent basis.
You know what? Honestly, it's that old Hollywood story of if you have chemistry, the show can be a hit. And Ken Jeong is one of the nicest human beings on the planet. Rita Ora is just the sweetest. Jenny is a consummate professional. Nick and I did The Real Husbands of Hollywood with Kevin Hart many years ago. We did a few seasons together. And Nick was one of the people that co-signed for me when they asked they asked him, you know, what do you think of Robin Thicke? And he gave me a glowing review, and that's one of the reasons I got the job. So it's genuinely a joy to come to work and see those faces, and we love each other, and we love working together. And when you have that kind of chemistry, it jumps off the screen.
We're speaking with Robin Thicke. He is one of the panelists on The Masked Singer. You can check out the Season 12 finale. It'll be the Buffaloes versus the Wasp in the finals for the Golden Mask Trophy Wednesday, December 18th on Fox, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And, you know, you mentioned that you have kids now, and we've seen so many times somebody appear on The Masked Singer. We never would have expected them to do something like this, and here they are. Oh, I did it for my kids. I did it for my niece, my nephew. So, Robin, I got to ask you, had you not been a panelist and Fox comes calling to you, whatever season it might be, are you participating in The Masked Singer? And two, I know you had to have thought about this. What would your costume have been?
I don't know. Maybe I'd be like broccoli or something. I love broccoli. or I joke with my daughters that maybe I'd be a chicken nugget because they love chicken nuggets.
A man with good taste, chicken nugget. But you definitely would have done it, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I think I'm, you know, especially for me, because I have so much music still to release, I think that it would be more of a victory lap later on in my career. But right now, I still would be focused on generating new music and then hopefully, you know, do a victory lap somewhere down the road.
All right, so you would have participated in season 30. Fair enough.
Season 30.
Right. As somebody who's been in Hollywood, in the industry, we've seen you kind of like, I know that voice. I had to have worked with this voice. Has there ever been a moment of frustration for you? Just you can picture it. You can hear the voice and you know where you can place it, but you can't quite put a name to the singer on stage.
Oh yeah. It happens almost every season because, you know, not every season, even just every episode, because especially when you first hear them, and you see them in these costumes and you come out and you hear the voice or the vocal tone and you go, oh, I know that voice. I know I've heard that before. And then it ends up being someone that you've never even heard of sometimes. So it can be very, very confusing, but that's the joy of the show. That's the guessing game, is that, you know, your ear plays tricks on you, and because you're looking at a unicorn or something. You know, and that tricks the mind, and that's why I think the show is such a great success.
And I can think of one. I'm a big fan of the musician JoJo, and I remember, or excuse me, it wasn't JoJo, it was Tori Kelly, and I remember she was on
a few seasons ago.
Big fan, and we got to the end of the season, and she got revealed, and I'm like, wait, that was Tori Kelly. Some fan I am. I wasn't embarrassed because I wasn't doing it on national TV, but I'm like, how did I not get somebody who I'm a big fan of? So for you, has there been somebody where there was a reveal and you were embarrassed that, oh man, I really should have gotten that one right?
Well, I should have gotten T-Pain because I know all of his hits. And I definitely should have gotten Lil Wayne because I have 7 records with him. And instead, I guessed Shaun White, and I will never live that down.
All right, we just a couple minutes left with Robin Thicke. He's a panelist on The Masked Singer. Season 12 finale will be airing on Fox Wednesday, December 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. The Buffaloes will be going head-to-head with the Wasp in the finals. Has there been a moment in your 12 seasons on The Masked Singer, Robin, that's really surprised you, just genuine shock, that you were like almost speechless? We've seen various moments in on the show with different panelists, but for you, what was kind of that wow moment for you?
Well, you know, the two moments that come to mind is the season finale of season 1, which was T-Pain. The fact that he was the monster and he was singing these incredible vocals and he's had 20, you know, hit records and none of us guessed T-Pain. That was pretty shocking. But then the other moment would probably be Dick Van Dyke. I think seeing Dick Van Dyke at whatever, 99 years old, come on the show. And I think my earliest memory as a child of watching a film was Mary Poppins. And I was a huge fan of that movie and his essence and his spirit, and seeing his beautiful smile come out from underneath that mask, we were all blown away.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left. You're back in the studio, too. New album coming in 2025. New single, I Know What to Do, out now. How are you feeling being back in the studio after a short hiatus?
Yeah, well, you know, I had three kids in 3 years, and then our house burned down. And so there was a lot of shuffling and repositioning that had to go on. And now finally, I've got all the kids in some form of daycare or school, and we have a brand new house. And so the last couple of years, I've been able to really focus back in on music. And I'm very excited about the album that I'm going to be putting out next year. And it's time.
That is the voice of Robin Thicke. Make sure you see the season 12 finale of The Masked Singer on Wednesday, December 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Fox. Robin, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us. We really appreciate having you on, and we love watching all of you on The Masked Singer. Take care.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. God bless. Everybody tune in.
There it is, Robin Thicke, Masked Singer, one more time, Fox, December 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Season 5 winner Nick Lachey will be back. He was the piggy. He was an easy one to get for me. I'm a child of the boy band era, so that was an easy one that I got right, and I'm just going to, you know, Robin Thicke couldn't get T-Pain and Lil Wayne. I got those ones right, just basically, with T-Pain, if you had seen his Tiny Desk performance with NPR, you would know T-Pain can sing. It's not all just auto-tune. The guy can sing. And as we head to break here, you will hear a little bit of Robin Thicke's new song, I Know What to Do, which is out now. It's a single. And, yeah, he hasn't made music in 3 years. I didn't realize he had had three kids in 3 years and that he lost his home in one of the fires, but yeah, no, it's a triumphant return to the studio, because other than Masked Singer, I didn't really know what Robin Thicke's been up to. But I'm Dominic Mendez. This is Titillating Sports. We got more on the other side.
You carry yourself, and I knew I was in for a ride. You got jokes and you're a wild child.